The church in Laos is growing despite persecution. Muslims in Pakistan protest a perceived government move, and some Christians ended the year learning about pioneers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Laos ranks number 9 on Open Doors World Watch list of countries where Christians are persecuted. Just a few weeks ago, rice paddies owned by Christians were destroyed by village officials. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says persecution is happening more in rural areas, probably because the church is growing.
They have now over 200 churches throughout the country, over 60,000 believers. Young people are very open to the gospel, and even the church service that we attended, the majority of them were young people, and it's like, they're searching. They want the truth.
It's growing so quickly it can't keep up with the basic needs of new believers. They just covertly distributed Bibles and songbooks. Now,
the church asked us for 2,000 New Testaments. So what we're trying to do now is raise money for those and then buy them and then work on getting them in as soon as possible.
Your $50 gift will deliver 10 New Testaments. Klein's heading back to Laos Thursday. By the way, click on interviews at our website to hear his miraculous account of getting through customs. Elsewhere, Friday brought a 24-hour strike against changes to the blasphemy law in Pakistan. The blasphemy law has been in the spotlight since Asha Bibi was sentenced to death. According to BBC News, a private bill was drafted to get rid of the death penalty within the law. The government denies any intentions of changing it, but still Muslims across the country went on strike. Pray that believers would be safe in the conflict and that the gospel would continue to spread. You're listening to Mission Network News. An audio scripture recording in the heart language of the Banjara tribe in India has finally started. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundararajan explains the significance.
I think for the American audience, that just seems to be something they're used to hearing. Oh, it's a Bible recording. We have those. But in countries like India, where there are about 1,600 or so languages spoken, most people don't have that luxury of hearing anything spoken to them from an audio device. There has never been a recording done.
Most people avoid the Banjara because they're a gypsy tribe. On the most basic level, this recording shows God cares for them regardless.
By doing what we do, not only are we helping preserve the legacy of these languages for future generations, but we are helping people hear God speak to them for the very first time in their own heart language.
Pray the Banjara will respond to the gospel. Next, North Korea has been called the most restrictive nation in the world. Many of the nation's citizens are detained in prison camps, and most others live in severe poverty. Christians are particularly oppressed. Voice of the Martyrs Canada has been gathering funds for the Christmas Blessing Project year-round, and you can still get involved. Korean Christians will be encouraged by packages of food, medicine, Christian literature, and more. You can help at our website. And people of all ages gathered in the last days of 2010 to consider what part they'll play in God's story in the new year. Pioneers Matt Green says people at the Story 10 conference learned about missions. He says they brought in
missionaries from pioneers around the world to Orlando and giving them an opportunity to connect with people that are interested in investing their lives in the Great Commission. And so the primary purpose of this event to connect people that are interested in missions with people that are actually doing it.
Pray God will use Story 10 to call people to go to the mission field, invest in missions, and learn the power of prayer for missions. Green says the last 3 hours of 2010 were spent
in prayer, specifically praying for different parts of the world that are very needy, particularly the 1040 window.
Pioneers mobilizes teams to glorify God among the unreached peoples by initiating church planting movements in partnerships with local churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is now offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and scriptures shared, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.